The Senate's proposed legislation to begin the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act cuts federal funding for Medicaid expansion and caps Medicaid spending. It also includes the amendment originally co-sponsored in the House by Chris Collins that prevents Albany from charging upstate counties to help cover Medicaid costs. During his weekly media conference call, Congressman Tom Reed said the intent is to give local governments and their residents property tax relief while putting more responsibility on the state government, which is controlling Medicaid spending.
And so what we're simply doing is shifting back to Albany, what should be in Albany to begin with, the full burden of the program that Governor Cuomo has the ability to design, reform, and what we should be working on, rather than engaging in political warfare, is what we should be working on is how can we redesign Medicaid to make it even more efficient, to make it effective.
The Cuomo administration says Medicaid cuts would be catastrophic to New Yorkers, including the elderly, pregnant women, and those undergoing treatment for opioid addiction. Democrats say the Senate plan really amounts to a tax break for the ultra-rich. Reed dismissed that as political rhetoric. He also dismisses Senator Bernie Sanders' proposed single-payer system as too expensive and unsustainable.
American way is to allow people to have the flexibility and freedom to choose how they're going to live their life going forward. And what we need to do is create a legislative framework that allows health insurance to be affordable, accessible, and also to get to the issue of health care costs.
But Reed admitted that passage is far from certain. Just a couple of hours after his conference call ended, Senate leaders moved to put off a vote until after the Independence Day holiday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.